Key community organisations have worked together as ambassadors, supported by the government, to be able to provide you with the information and resources you need so you can step up and get vaccinated in a safe and welcoming environment so we can all step out. I'm looking forward to being able to get out this Friday, Rach. I absolutely can't wait, like a lot of people. Joining us on the line is the Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities, Todd Fernando. Welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you. I told you I was coming back, didn't I?
Yeah. You're welcome back anytime on the program.
Thanks. In fact, we'll have you all week, but step up to step out. What is this all about, Todd?
Yeah, look, Rainbow Vaccination Week is an opportunity for us to encourage lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and gender diverse, intersex and queer people and our communities to get vaccinated, or as we like to say now, get fabbed jab. You know, our aim is to really ensure as many LGBTIQ plus people as possible to feel comfortable when getting vaccinated. And we've heard the concerns about hesitancy and about vaccination hubs not being particularly friendly for some members of our community. And so this is a way in which we can remove some of those barriers and support our communities on the ground.
Todd, it's the first day of the clinic here at the Victorian Pride Centre. Rach and I were broadcasting live down there for the last hour, and we spoke to Dr. Dom. And I tell you what, if anyone's got any concerns, it is the best environment to come and have them addressed and get your vaccination. They were just lovely, all the staff there. How do you think the clinic went for the first day?
Oh, look, it was fantastic. You know, I think we've pulled together an incredible team of people who are trained to LGBTIQ plus ways to really support our communities as they come through and other members of the community as they walk in to get their vaccination. It was also fun to see Frock Hudson make an appearance at the Pride Centre, which I'm sure, and I made a joke to him that he must be thankful that Dolly has departed to London for a year because he's now getting some exposure.
So if the Joy listeners have been hesitant about getting the vaccination, what can you say to encourage them to get to the Fab Jab Vax Clinic here in St Kilda?
Yeah, look, alongside the vaccination hubs that we've launched both at the Pride Centre and at Drummond Street, at Queer Space in Drummond Street in Carlton, we've created an online resource that's housed on joy.org.au/fabjab, where we can find more information and guidance for LGBTQ plus Victorians on vaccination. And there also is an incredible video that Joy 94.9 has done about training our medical professionals to understand things like dead names and pronouns and what the acronym or the letters of the rainbow mean, which is a really, really good resource for everybody, and well done to everyone involved in that.
Todd, it is a Rainbow Vaccination Week. It started today and goes through to the 24th of October. Tell us a bit more about the whole vaccination week and what's happening.
Yeah, so we're really looking at ways in which we can support our communities to step up for each other. We've stepped up, our communities have stepped up for each other for many decades now, and will continue to do so, I think, for many, many more to come. And really, it's about providing an environment that centres the lived realities of LGBTIQ plus people in the ways in which we design spaces that are appropriate for them and for our needs. And so these spaces really are about you know, the pride and celebration that really hits at the heart of what it means to be an LGBTIQ plus person, but also to be able to be welcomed back and reconnect in those ways, which I'm sure we're all missing.
And Todd, is it important as well for our Indigenous people or people who may not be from Australia and have different cultural backgrounds as well to have a safe space to be vaccinated?
That's right. You know, when we look at vaccination data and particularly at a postcode level, we know that where some of the work needs to be done is in our multicultural and our Aboriginal communities. And we know from an intersectional lens, our LGBTIQ plus people within those cohorts, you know, have some hesitancy still. And so anything that we can do to support people to get vaccinated and to protect each other, or to get vaccinated to protect other people who might not be able to be to get the vaccine, is something that I think we should all support.
Absolutely. And the clinic is absolutely fantastic down here. It is at the Victorian Pride Centre here in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. I believe, Todd, you can just walk up or you can make an appointment.
You can make an appointment. You can head to the joy.org.au/fabjab website to find out how to make that appointment, or you can walk in, which is great. Really, strut in, really, in your heels or comfy shoes, however you like.
Please do, and hashtag FabJab, the photo of you in your heels getting your vaccination. That would be excellent.
And we want to see yours, Todd, as well, your photo.
Look, they're coming, don't worry. I have a selection of heels to choose from. I was thinking, oh, I'll do a different one every day, and we'll figure that one out.
Todd, great to chat with you. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks, you. See you. Bye.
Thank you. It's Todd Fernando, the Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ Communities.